the hidden tax increase that will dramatically affect everyone. Next on Three Dimensional Wealth Radio.
This is Three Dimensional Wealth Radio with New York Times best-selling author and your host, Doug Andrew.
This is Doug Andrew speaking to you, our incredible national audience, from our three-dimensional wealth studios nestled at the base of the majestic Rocky Mountains. This show is about empowering you, people, and organizations that want to optimize their assets, minimize taxes, and empower their authentic wealth. Folks, you may be aware I have a YouTube channel. It's free when you subscribe. It's called Three Dimensional Wealth. And on my channel, I post almost on a daily basis an answer to a financial question that has been asked anywhere from, golly, 300 to 3,000 times a month for the last several months. And so people have been very, very concerned, as has the media been reporting, about inflation. And I'm going to talk in this segment and the next segment about what causes inflation, why you should be concerned, and what you should do to protect yourself, how to actually profit during the coming recession and probable market crash, okay? And I'm not a doomsdayer, but I am a realist. And so in this segment, let's talk about the tax increase that hurts every single American, and a lot of people don't even think it's actually a tax increase. I call it the hidden tax, and it's inflation. Now, what causes inflation? And why is it about to hurt every single American, especially the middle income and on down to the low income people, especially the poor? Because I think sometimes politicians, they don't understand economics, and they don't realize that they're actually hurting the very people that they campaigned to help or protect, okay? So what happens with inflation is when oftentimes the government spends more money than they bring in, and that's been pretty typical of government for years. But generally speaking, the government has spent just a little bit more than what they bring in revenue. But under this administration, oh my heavens, with the stimulus packages and the infrastructure bill and all of the initiatives that they are announcing, they are spending between 3 to 4 times what they bring in revenue. The Internal Revenue Service collects somewhere between $3 to $4 trillion a year in tax, okay? And they spend that for their budget anyway. On top of that, they've added another $6 to $9 trillion already with stimulus packages and what they're proposing under the infrastructure and also the student loan forgiveness and Medicare for All type of initiatives. This is going to dramatically increase the deficit. Let me just put it this way. If you made $100,000 a year, but every single year you spent $300,000 or $400,000 because you borrowed, okay? You kept spending on credit or borrowing money and spending $300,000 to $400,000 a year, and your income stayed at $100,000 a year, how long would that be able to sustain itself? Not very long, right? That's where we are at with the government. And so when the government spends more than they bring in, they have two choices to cover that debt or that deficit, that outgo that far exceeded their income. Because when your outgo exceeds the income, your upkeep will become your downfall, is what I've said for years. And it's not my quote. I don't know who said that originally. But folks, this is what's happening. And so what government does is they either print more money, they just print the money, or they increase taxes, and that's what the administration is doing right now. Now, folks, there's several tax increases that I've talked about, from income tax, the capital gains tax, the corporate income tax. And by the way, all of these things cause the hidden tax inflation, because when you raise the corporate tax from 21% up to 28%, some people think, well, that's just a 7% increase. No, it isn't. It's a 33% increase. If a corporation on every $1 million of profit used to pay $210,000 in tax, now they have to pay $280,000 in tax. That's 33% more money. $70,000 is 33% of $210,000. Corporations cannot just afford to do that. So what do? They have to increase the price of their goods and services. You see this with real estate. You see it at the gas pump, where gasoline went from $2 a gallon in many states and cities up to $3 a gallon. Now, Californians, they would give their eye teeth for $3 a gallon gasoline right now. But we are going to see gasoline go up to $4 a gallon and $5 a gallon average throughout the country. Mark my word. And so in that case, inflation has been 50%, even 100% increase. So let me share with you sort of the bait and switch that the government has been utilizing for the last couple of decades. So you look at the newspapers and CNBC and Barron's and Fox Business and Bloomberg and Forbes. In the last few weeks, has been talking about inflation speeds up in April as consumer prices leap 4.2%, okay? And so they're quoting 4.2% from this report of the Consumer Price Index. Now, let me just tell you, the Consumer Price Index was altered twice since the 1980s and 90s up into the turn of the century, because the government did not like having to increase Social Security benefits for retirees based upon the actual inflation rate, the way they used to measure it, apples to apples, a basket of goods. Every year you compare what this basket of goods cost the year before to what it costs today, and that's the way they used to do it. Instead, they've made a couple of changes, and I'm going to simplify this, where it's apples to oranges, and the government has the right to compare the price of beef 1 year, filet mignon, to next year, not filet mignon or steak. They can compare it to hamburger, okay? And so it's that type of change that they do so that they can keep the inflation rate down, so that when they have to increase Social Security benefits for retirees, they only have to increase it 3% instead of the true rate, which might be three times that. In fact, based upon the way they used to calculate inflation, okay, a 4.2% inflation increase, which is what the Consumer Price Index went up in April, okay, would be over 11% the way they used to calculate it. And folks, I'm here to tell you there are a lot of goods and services that have gone up far more than 11%, like gasoline, okay? We have prescriptions. We have real estate in Texas has gone up 20%. So the fact of the matter is, why does this happen? You have corporations who have to increase the price of goods and services. Even initiatives like raising the minimum wage to $15 an hour, a lot of businesses, especially in the middle America, their cost of living is half or one-third what it is in the coastal cities. And if they're forced to pay $15 an hour, they can't afford that without laying people off. And that causes unemployment to go up, and that's what's happening too. And so there's not job increases, and the administration currently cannot figure that out. And it's like, hello. But it also causes businesses to increase their prices so that they can have enough revenue to pay people an increased amount in an hourly wage. And then the people who got the raise in their minimum wage or whatever the wage is, it's all gobbled up when they go to the gas pump to fill up their car to go to work, because it didn't do any good. They did not have a net advantage. In fact, many people who are getting raises, they didn't really have a net increase. It was a net decrease because inflation reversed the effect of raising their wage. Is this making sense? So we have healthcare and prescriptions and food and housing and gasoline, all of these things, the hidden tax that hurts the lower income people is inflation. And this is the direct result of the policies of the current administration. I hate to report to you, okay? Now, what I want to do in the next segment is show you how to outpace inflation with your money, how to actually profit during the coming recession. And I'm not a doomsdayer, but I am a realist because of inflation and taxes. And we will experience, in my estimation, a market crash. But if you've got to go and you can't stay with me to the next segment, and you want to learn about how to protect yourself from the negative impact of taxes and inflation and market volatility, join us for a free 90-minute educational webinar. We're teaching this coming Wednesday. Now, this is a free webinar. It's pure education. In fact, we're going to teach for 90 minutes and then follow that up with about 30 minutes of live Q&A. We are going to start this webinar this coming Wednesday at 12 o'clock noon, that is Pacific time. That would be 1 p.m. Mountain Time, 2 p.m. Central. And when you register for this free webinar, you'll have the opportunity to receive free a copy of our most recent 300-page best-selling book, The Laser Fund, How to Diversify and Create the Foundation for a Tax-Free Retirement. But during the webinar, you'll have the opportunity to receive free a 5.5-hour online course, Retire by Design. But call now, register at 1-888-76-RADIO. That's 1-888-767-2346. That's 1-888-767-2346. 1-888-767-2346. That's 1-888-767-2346. Again, 1-888-76-RADIO.
This is Three Dimensional Wealth Radio.
Hi, Doug Andrew here. I've been blessed to have many books that I've written become bestsellers, but my most recent book, The Laser Fund, I'm most excited about. I would love for you to have a copy of this book because it teaches how to diversify and create the foundation for a tax-free retirement. I have spent years, in fact, it is over 45 years of experience helping people optimize financial assets, minimize unnecessary tax, and empower their true or authentic wealth. This book is so unique because it's actually two books in one. There's over 200 pages from a left brain approach. If you're the kind of person that loves to learn by reading and getting numbers and charts and graphs, there's over 200 pages of illustrations explaining why the laser fund can be the best solution for all kinds of financial objectives, from college funding to retirement to emergency funds, working capital for business or personal or real estate. And if you're more a right-brain person, you aren't really into numbers, you learn by stories, you flip this book over and you read it the other direction. It's over 100 pages that contains like 62 chicken soup for the financial soul stories, actual clients, examples. We change their names to protect their privacy, but you will learn by reading the stories and examples of how people have empowered themselves financially by using the laser fund. So join me for a free educational webinar that I'm going to teach this coming Wednesday at 12 o'clock noon Pacific time. You'll have the opportunity to get a copy of the Laser Fund book for free. I'll pay for the book. You simply pay $5.95 shipping and handling. Call to register at 1-888-767-2346. Call 1-888-767-2346.
This is Three Dimensional Wealth Radio.
How to profit during the coming recession and market crash. Doug Andrew here. Welcome back to Three Dimensional Wealth Radio. If you're just joining us, in the previous segment, I was talking about the hidden tax increase that will dramatically affect everyone, and it will hurt middle-income and lower-income people the worst. It is what we call inflation. A lot of people do not think inflation is a tax because it's technically not called a tax, But to me, that's the hidden tax that actually people have to pay when goods and services go up in price. And if you haven't noticed that, when you go to fill up your car, or even when you pay your bills or lumber to build a home, oh my heavens, construction costs, real estate, the cost of living is going up dramatically. What causes that? It's when taxes are increased to corporations and businesses, when you raise minimum wage, when you do all these things, businesses have to raise the price of goods and services to be able to cover those costs, and it has to be passed on down to consumers. And who does it hurt? The very people that politicians say, oh, I'm not going to increase taxes on lower income people. Well, you did, because of inflation. What good did it do to get a raise from $12 an hour to $15 an hour if that was all gobbled up every time they went to the gas pump or to the grocery store or to buy food, clothes, or whatever? What good did the raise do when as soon as you got the raise, you had to spend it on the increase in the prices of the goods and services that we all consume? Okay, it's actually simple, basic economics, but it's actually a hidden tax because the government gets away without calling it a tax increase. Well, we didn't increase taxes on lower income people. Well, they got a taxing increase in the cost of living. Does that make sense? Okay. Now, I mentioned at the beginning here, I want to explain how to profit during the coming recession and market crash. And let me repeat. I am not a doomsdayer, but I am a realist. To me, it's not a matter of if we are going to have a recession or a crash. Hello, it's when. And everything is lining up for that perfect storm, because I know what causes market volatility. I know what causes recessions and unemployment. Because when you raise corporate taxes from 21% up to 28% and things like this, when you take money away and they're forced to either lay off people or increase the prices of goods and services, that is what causes not only inflation, but it causes unemployment to go up. And that's why it's amazing. There are so many people who actually would probably go to work, but they're being paid more to just stay home. And it's like, golly, we've painted ourselves into this corner. Whatever the objective was, I think, you know, sometimes we think we're buying votes from people by giving them free stuff like that, okay? But because of what's been happening here with printing money like crazy and going deeper in debt, I mean, Janet Yellen, who's over the Secretary of the Treasury, she has been telling the Biden administration, listen, these stimulus packages, you can't just expect me to print more money because inflation will be out of control. Okay. And so she said, you've got to come up with some of the money by increasing taxes. And that's why we have all these different tax increases and so forth. So, folks, taxes, inflation, all of this is what causes the economy to get sluggish. People get laid off. People don't want to go to work if they're being paid as much or more to stay home. And so we are setting the stage for the perfect storm. Mark my word, we will have a recession. We are going to have market volatility. The government is trying to entice people to buy U.S. treasuries. In fact, one of the hidden agendas with the fiduciary rule that was originally introduced, I think, in 2012 under the Obama administration with the Consumer Finance Protection Bureau, Richard Cardray, I believe, is who was in charge of that. And then Trump put it on the back burner, and now I think Biden's trying to resurrect it, is that fiduciaries will be required if they are managing IRA 401k funds to make it a mandate that you diversify and buy U.S. treasuries, maybe 10%, 30%. Maybe the government might want to dip into 100% of your 401ks, looking like they're the heroes, and they'll give you a 2 or 3% rate guaranteed on a U.S. Treasury. Because what? There's $30 trillion right now out there in America in IRAs and 401ks. The government would love to borrow that money from you. And so why do they want to do that? Because they are spending way more than they're bringing in. So when a recession slows the economy down, a lot of times people then, they get hurt, especially retirees who are on a fixed income. And by the way, what I call the tax and inflation power curve really hurts retirees. Because let's say that if you could get by on $50,000 a year to buy gas and groceries, prescriptions, golf green fees, or whatever, on top of Social Security, at the current rate of inflation, which the true rate of inflation is over 11% based upon the way they used to measure inflation, apples to apples, back in the 1970s and 80s. But as I mentioned in the previous segment, the Consumer Price Index, they changed it so they don't compare apples to apples. It's apples to oranges. They can compare a steak to hamburger year to year if they want to. Why did they do that? So they wouldn't have to increase Social Security benefits based upon the true increase in the cost of living. They wanted to dampen it down so it was always going to be around 2 or 3%. And so that's why they report a much lower inflation. Right now, they're saying in April of 2021, the inflation rate surged to 4.2%. Do you know what that actually is? It's over 11% increase. And of course, a lot of things like gas have been 50% increases or more. So how do you protect yourself? You link your returns on your money to the things that inflate. It's really simple, but you wouldn't believe how many financial advisors, financial planners have no clue how to do this. If you want to outpace inflation, you link your returns to the things, goods and services, that are inflating. Now, I don't like inflation any more than probably you do, but it's a fact of life based upon irresponsible government spending and the printing of money. So when it happens, it doesn't hurt me. It helps me. I come along for the ride. If inflation is 5, I've usually earned at least 9, 10, 10.5. I've usually averaged at least 5.5% greater returns than the inflation rate at any given time. Back in the Carter years, inflation was double digit. I think it topped out at 13% finally at the peak in his administration. And Biden, just 100 days into his administration, is approaching that inflation rate when you measure it the way they did back when President Carter was president. Okay, if apples to apples, we've already jumped to an 11% plus inflation rate average across the board. And hello? We've got 4 years here that we are going to see dramatic impacts because of taxes and inflation, and this is going to cause unemployment, recessions, we need to be ready for market crashes and nose dives. So this is why I'm passionate about empowering you. We teach educational webinars to show you how to protect yourself from the negative impact of taxes, inflation, how to outpace inflation, how I earned as high as 15.5% back when Carter's inflation was 11% or 13%, and also how to protect yourself from market volatility. We're teaching a free 90-minute webinar this coming Wednesday, and we're going to teach for 90 minutes to empower you, and we're going to follow that up with about 30 minutes of live Q&A. Just for registering for this free 90-minute webinar, you'll have the opportunity to receive free a copy of our most recent 300-page best-selling book, The Laser Fund, How to Diversify and Create the Foundation for a Tax-Free Retirement. But when you attend the webinar, you'll have the opportunity to receive free a 5.5-hour online course, Retire by Design. We're teaching the webinar at 12 o'clock noon Pacific Time That's 1 p.m. Mountain, 2 p.m. Central. But call now, register at 1-888-76-RADIO. Call 1-888-767-2346. That's 1-888-767-2346. 1-888-767-2346. 1-888-767-2346.
This is Three Dimensional Wealth Radio.